Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Alice Glenn, Executive Vice President of New Orleans & Company, and Justin Kennedy joins us as well, GM at Parkway Bakery and Tavern. Folks, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. I'm really excited about this segment, Alice. If you would, tell us about... You know, New Orleans & Company has played a role in so many different things, and you guys have been spending a lot of time trying to elevate the cultural assets that we have here and are willing to share with our visiting public as well as those that live here. A lot of great things have happened in this kind of culinary sector over the last year and a half. Tell us about it.
Absolutely, Noel. Well, one of our sort of key long-term strategic goals is, as you said, to elevate the core cultural assets of the city in a way that I think tells a more robust story about the city of New Orleans and really, you know, demonstrates that what we already know, you know, we have great food, we have great music, it's delicious, but we haven't always been recognized on particularly on a global stage in a way that demonstrates really just the incredible professionals and the innovation and the creativity that's happening here in the city. So we've been working really hard first to identify what some of those international global brands and partnership opportunities are, and then to go after them. And so you see that certainly with Michelin, which is, of course, a French tire company that started making guides to lots of different things many years ago, and has really become the gold standard in terms of fine dining and that, you know, really fancy, elevated, high-end cuisine. But recently, and as they've expanded across the globe and into the U.S., they wanted to not just talk about fine dining and sort of gastronomy is the term, right? Like tweezers with microgreens, but also talk about really what some of the iconic, long-standing, really notable cuisines, restaurants are in each community. Where are the essential places to visit in any given community? And so we're really proud to have played a role in bringing Michelin to New Orleans and across the South. And we can talk more about that. And really, you want to hear from the chefs. You don't want to hear from me. Just know that we're working hard to make sure that there's a platform for every restaurant, for every creative person that's working in this city.
And we're joined by Justin Kennedy, GM at Parkway Bakery and Tavern. They were received a Bib Gourmand recognition for their excellence in dining and customer service. Justin, how surprised were you?
Well, look, man, Newell, let's cut to the chase. I make sandwiches for a living. Sandwiches in Michelin,
Yeah, but you make damn good sandwiches for a living.
But look, they called me up. They called me up early July, and they said, look, we're expanding to Michelin guide there. We want to get some information from you. They were real quiet about it. I had to send them a bunch of pictures. I took about a two-hour kind of couple of phone interviews over a couple of weeks. And that was it. The next thing you know, at the end of the summertime, right into the fall, we got an invitation to go. I'm like, man, what is this? And I called him up to ask him about it. And she wouldn't say nothing when she was so nice, like, and courteous, giving me all the information you needed. when I asked her, hey, I got this invitation. Is that, what does that mean? We can't tell you anything. Almost like hung the phone up on me, you know? Like, it was like that exclusive. So I said, I got to go. I got to go up there, you know, because it's like, and I was thinking about it that time, like, why would they choose a place like Parkway Bakery? And we're not, this is not the stars, like the 1, 2, 3 stars,
right,
some of these higher end. Because look, we both make food. We both serve people. But like these guys that make these stars, there's a whole different category. And they are top of their field of just attention to detail. You know what I do? You know, I wake up, I live on top of this property, I feed everybody in the city. The city of New Orleans comes to Toulouse and Hagen every day. If you look at Parkway right now, we're doing this Thanksgiving po' boy to raise money for cancer. There's 300 people in line at this moment.
Yep.
And they recognize that. They recognize, like, this building has outlasted generations of living people that have ran it over the years. And I'll be in that number one day when I'm gone, and someone else will be running Parkway Bakery. That's the kind of place it is. And the thing is, there's so many of them around New Orleans. And that's why I'm so humbled they picked me, because I know there's a ton of places like Parkway Bakery in the city. And they picked 11 Bib Gourmands, so we were one of them.
Absolutely, and congratulations to you. I mean, you know, it's got to be such an exciting moment for all of y'all, because this is the first time ever, right? And Justin, I will tell you, I know why you were picked. When I ask people that lived here and have left and come back to visit, I always ask them, because I have a sister and a brother that don't live here any longer. Where's your first restaurant that you want to go? And your restaurant, Parkway, is without a doubt named almost every time. You know, they'll have like three, right, that they got to get to, and Parkway's in that number.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. You know what? It was so fun going up there because, you know, like, you know, seeing EJ Lagasse and seeing Emeril and seeing – you know, all these chefs up there from the Gulf South, it was almost like a camaraderie. Like it was your country that won the Olympics, whatever that could feel like. I don't even know what that would be like, you know, representing we were representing our culture where we were at to Michelin. And it was so special. And they threw the red carpet out, and they made everybody that went to that event feel like a king or queen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It was really cool.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
So proud. I got to say, Justin, to hear you say that, you know, we really believe that our restaurateurs and chefs deserve so much respect and recognition. And to hear you say that you felt like you got it at this Michelin event and with this recognition is really awesome to hear.
Yeah, thank you.
Well,
and you know, Alice and Justin, what's interesting too, and I'll share this with EJ and get his feelings about it. You will be remembered in history of the first ever, right? I mean, I don't know if you've thought it in that context. I mean, it truly is a historic moment in the culinary history of this city that you were in that list of the first ever. And that never goes away. Have you thought about it in that context?
Me personally, I really haven't, you know. I mean, just you know, I went and I accepted the award. You know, I told the staff, you know, because it wasn't me. It's our team. We had 50 employees.
Yeah, absolutely.
So every one of them, without the employees that work hard for this place, you know, the Parkway wouldn't be around. And that hasn't really sank in, that would be. But the thing is, Newell, I believe you got to keep it up, too. They can take it from you.
Well, yeah, we. Well, in fact, I was going to. That's one of the questions I'm going to ask both you and EJ. I know how this works. I've actually dined at restaurants that were, when we were traveling and we were going there, they had a star. And by the time I got there, and they no longer had it, and, you know, and it was yeah. like, wow. I mean, so you work so hard to get it, and then it may be harder to keep it than it is to get it. I don't know.
Man, there's people that, like, you know, not really New Orleans proper, but I know, like, in Chicago and New York, there's restaurants that, like, I mean, and you look at Emeralds, I mean, how what they've done over there is absolutely amazing. And what EJ's done, it's a whole different, I mean, it's the same soul. It's the same roots of what, you know, Big Emerald started, but EJ's took it to a whole new level. And, like, that's what Michelin's looking for. They're looking for things like that, attention to detail. Just, I mean, it's definitely out of my realm. I'm just happy to be in there, you know?
I think you raise a great point, though, Newell. And, you know, one of the things that we were most excited about in, you know, partnering with Michelin is this is the first time they've done a guide for the whole region. So this is six states. It's a guide to the American South. And the fact that New Orleans showed up so strongly, 32 restaurants in the city, is really a testament to what we're doing here and our culinary culture, how unique it is. It's no surprise to any of us, right, that we would shine brighter than, you know, in Nashville or in Atlanta or Charleston. But the fact that within this one guide, you can see all the destinations in the South that, look, at New Orleans and Company, we compete with every day, not just for restaurants, but, you know, for leisure visitors, for meetings and conventions, for sporting events, et cetera, you know, to really put our place on the map at this sort of global scale is really exciting. And for these chefs to be recognized for the first time in this inaugural guide, I have only expectations that we're going to see more stars and more restaurants added in future years. But to be on the inaugural list is huge.
No, no doubt. And, you know, Justin, I'm one of those. I'm so proud to see other people succeed in their chosen occupation and seeing, you know, the fruits of their labor pay off. I mean, you know, I think of that. One of my first jobs was in the restaurant industry, and I tell people all the time I had more time, more fun working in that industry than maybe anything else I've ever done in my life. And a lot of people don't believe me. And I said, it is what it is. And the industry as a whole is so giving in so many different ways. And it's, you know, emblematic of that is what you're doing today, know, with the Turkey Poor Boys. And you don't see that in every industry, and you don't see the collegiality in every industry like you do in the food industry. And it's something that a lot of people aspire to be into. And all I can say to you is congratulations, all the folks that I've talked to. And this has been take the conversation at restaurants and tabletops throughout the city, in the kitchen and otherwise, a lot of people, everyone, incredibly proud of what you accomplish, you and your team. And just on behalf of WWL and the city, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for the hard work. It's paid off, and we're very proud of you.
I appreciate it so much, Newell. And, you know, me and my family, we do this. Like I said, it took, you know, it's three different families. It started out with a German baker that opened this in early 1900s, and then the Timothy family who had it until the 80s when it closed. I mean, of course it's an institution, but it's like a duty that I have to do, right? I got to keep this place running top notch for the people who've ran it before me. And it's so awesome that we got recognized. A restaurant business, is the most toughest. I'm going to be a little biased because I'm in it. I think it's the most hardest business you could be in.
No doubt.
You know, but the thing is, it is the most rewarding. And if you do it right and you're involved in your community and you take care of your customers, it could be the most rewarding job there is. And this is proof of it.
I've got one text here that wants to know, maybe it's a secret, I don't know, what bread do you use for your po' boys?
So I use, we use Leidenheimer, okay? But there's a catch. We use Leidenheimer. We started with Leidenheimer. Parkway used to bake until like the May flood in the 70s, and they started using Leidenheimer. So that's what we started with. That's my number one. But if a company breaks down or has no bread, I have to keep going. So right. I do get 3 to 4 bags of John Gendusa a day. So this, I'm probably one of the few po' boy shops in the city that support both the French bread baking icons. You know, I support both of them. Mostly Leidenheimer, but I do a little John Gendusa. That's the first one out. John Gendusa is the first one out, and then I roll with Leidenheimer after that.
There you go, and I know they appreciate it because there's a lot of curiosity about a lot of different things that goes on at Parkway, for sure.
So if you like one or the other, you can just say, hey, make sure you put it on Gendusa, make sure you put it on Leidenheimer. But usually, if you come for 10 to 11, you're getting Gendusa. But anything after 11, it's Leidenheimer all day long.
Absolutely. Well, Justin Kennedy, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. We got to get to a break, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. And when we return, we will visit with EJ Lagasse, head chef at Emeralds and a Michelin two-star recipient. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.